We're doing Netivot Shalom. We've been discussing the strength of the fire of the Mizbech and the fire of the Menorah and the concepts of the Korbanot being brought in the morning and at night, and that the external Mizbech corresponds to the material, the body, and the internal Mizbech corresponds to the thought. And then we went into the concept of Kadeshat Kedusha and Kadeshat Tzmecha B'Mutalecha, and that one's goal in life has to be not only to fulfill the mitzvot, but also to live a lifestyle that corresponds to what Aaron said, Hayitav Bein Hashem. Is this good in the eyes of Hashem? Not just is it kosher, but is this what God wants of me? V'chen b'koach ha-Torah yesh et bet ha-madrigot ha-amurot shayu b'bet ha-migdash. And so too, in the strength of the Torah, we have these two levels that we mentioned with regard to the temple. K'mamah Chazal, like our sages say in Kiddush and Lamed, barati yetzer hara, barati lo Torah tavlin. Hashem says, I created the yetzer hara, I created the spice, the Torah. Yesh b'Torah et koach ha-esh. The Torah has the power of fire. K'mo d'chtiv alochot v'ri ka-esh nu'um Hashem. God says, my word is like fire. P'chinat hevla mapik hevla. Just like we say that heat produces heat. Just as we discussed earlier this week, that the fire of the Mizbech consumes the fire of desire. So too within the Torah we have this power, that the words of the Torah, God says, are like fire. Not only within the temple we have this material fire that corresponds to spiritual fire, so too within the Torah we have this concept of fire, that the Torah can, so to speak, be the fire that fights the fire of desire. And so too within the Torah we have the power of light. Kmo dichtiv Torah or. The pasuk says kiner mitzvah v'Torah or in Mishlei Vav, that the Torah is light. HaTorah kedoshah mirabah yudi or elokut. The holy Torah alights within the Jew. It turns on fire the light of godliness. Kasher yudi lomed Torah, when a Jew learns Torah, meir bo koach haTorah. The strength of Torah lights within him, sheyargish ki amelach hagadol hakadosh baruch hu omed alav, that he will sense that the great King God is standing upon him, v'roe b'maasav, and sees his actions. So the Torah turns on that light, the light of godliness. I recognize God is here. I live a holier life because I recognize God is here. So we said there are two ways that one is contends with his yetzer hara. There is the fire, the eshit lavut, fire fights fire. That you need the eshit lavut in order to fight the fire of desire. One has to get excited over Shabbos, over mitzvot, over the fact that he's keeping mitzvot. A guy asked me today, he said, he has a lot of potential. He's leaving for Chutz Laretz now. Not a guy from Machon Meir. And he sees he has tremendous potential. He's been growing. But he feels like, what? In all of Torah he's been grown. But he feels like there are aspects where he doesn't overcome his desire. And so he's wondering, what potential does he really have? So I quoted him this Netivot Shalom, that one of the ways that we can overcome, one of the ways we can continue growing, when we hit a block, we say, wait a second, I know I should keep this mitzvah, but it's really hard for me to do it. One of the ways we can contend with that is when we get excited over the keeping of the mitzvah. Meaning when we approach the mitzvah and we say, so now I'm not going to turn on the light on Shabbos. So now I'm not going to answer the cell phone on Shabbos. So then when you walk into Shabbos, you feel like, boy, is this overbearing. But if you walk into Shabbos and you prepare, a person takes a shower, he buys delicious food, he gets good company, he has Shabbos the way the beautiful Shabbos is supposed to look, and then he gets excited over it, he's excited over the Shabbos, then that excitement is what gives him the strength to contend with the difficulties. It's not that the difficulties dissipate, they're still there, but if he's excited over what he's doing, well, that makes all the difference. That's the Esh HaKdusha. And he says that's not only in the Mizbeach, that's also in the Torah. The Torah is supposed to turn that fire on in a person. Uchamamah maran admu babazaya ala pasuk tridim tzadizayin. Like the Admor said, on the pasuk, Esh lefanav telechut lahet saviv tzarav, he'iru v'rakav tevel ra'atav atachel ha'aretz, rashei tevot bat Torah. The words, he'iru v'rakav tevel ra'atav atachel ha'aretz, his lightning bolts, they light up the earth. the earth sees and it trembles, that is an acronym. The first letters spell out Batorah. Batchilaktiv, what does the beginning of the verse say? Esh lefanav telech, the fire precedes God. Hu koach ha'esh batorah. That is the power of fire of the Torah. The hevla mapik hevla, heat produces heat. So the power of the fire of the Torah, that's like the fire of the mizbech, that's the fire, the excitement that can overcome, that can do the sur mera. Then we say the concept of light. As we said, we evolved from the mizbech hachitzon, that external fire, that's the sur mera, that a person can turn away from his bad habits by getting excited, the fire of the esh hamizbech hachitzon. He can proceed to the fire of the menorah, that flame that's giving light. It's not consuming like the flame of the mizbech, the fire that's consuming. The idea of it is consuming our desire. The fire, the internal fire, is giving off light. That's the Aseh Tov. So too, when we evolve from the Esh Lefanav Telech, the fire that precedes the Torah, the fire of the that corresponds to the Mizbech HaChitzon, we advance to He'iru, giving light, that his Birakav, his bolts of lightning, give light to all of earth. Ra'atav Atachel Haaretz, the earth sees and trembles. Keneged, this corresponds to koach ha'or sheyesh b'Torah, to the power of light that is within the Torah, ha'me'ira nishmat yehudi, that gives light unto the neshama of the Jew. And what we will conclude with Be'ezrat Hashem tomorrow is how all of this pertains to Shabbat Zachor, Parshat Tetzaveh is Parshat Zachor, and how all of this corresponds to the concept of Zecher Amalek. Be'ezrat Hashem, with that we will finish tomorrow.